May the compassion and love of Jesus come forth from our hearts as we pray for President Donald Trump. Jesus began, "It is thought that those closest to you can do the most damage, but in reality, it is the ones who carry the greatest responsibility that will be targeted by the enemy to bring you down." Donald has many fine staff members, but truly there is a traitor among them, and this will be brought to the light. I grieve for him, Claire. This man is truly going through a crucifixion because of those around him that want to see him ruined. They say one thing with their mouths, but have already planned how they will stab him in the back and bring him down. I will not allow it. He is not going down. America, pray for your president. He is suffering much in this hour. He has reached out the hand of fellowship to different people in high positions. But who can be trusted? As it is written, "Cursed is the man who relies on men, but blessed is he who relies on me." That's in Jeremiah 17. "And I entrusted myself to no man, because I knew how unreliable they were." And that's a paraphrase from John 2:24. "And at that time I got a rhema. Do not be astonished. Do not be astonished at or complain about the remarks and mockeries of men or their conduct towards you. You must not even judge it. What they do is not entirely intentional, but a defect in the oppression of the enemy, who labors to slow down and diminish God's works and take revenge on God's instruments." So here the Lord is saying that, you know, there's people probably in the middle that are being used by the enemy unwittingly, not just the ones who are deliberately evil. Jesus continued, "Nevertheless, it is painful when you are forced to put those around you under suspicion. Government dealings are rife with treachery because so much is at stake. Still, I am with him and will not abandon him to his enemies. Many say many things. Many plot evil doings against the man and the nation. But I see all and miss nothing. I laugh those to scorn who think their doings are hidden from me, for I know what a man is going to think before the thought even forms in his mind. Yet I have great compassion for this man, for he has entered a sphere which is populated with more snakes than he ever conceived of. Government work is not like the public sector. It is far more wicked and threatening, because it truly does influence a larger group of people in ways that can be a blessing or devastating. And as he moves, and as he removes the devastation that Obama did, his enemies grind their teeth and make renewed efforts to bring him down. In this moment, it is truly a miracle that he's still alive. It is only by my grace. What is more puzzling to his opponents is, why can't they get to him? Why don't the usual plots manage to unseat him? Why does he continue to go on to expose more and more of the corruption? The answer is simple. My people, your prayers have moved on the heart of your God. When I return, there shall be a tribunal of justice that no man can circumvent. In the meantime, I must deal with a corrupted system that has no conscience and no compassion, a brutal system put in place by Satan through weak men with no moral fortitude. The Congress and Senate will go through another purging very, very soon as my people wake up to who they are electing and recognize those who truly do not have their best interests in mind. But this will require educating the people to go beyond superficial men who are enhanced and supported by the globalist press. This is a season of waking up and taking stock of what needs to be done to set this country on the right course and destroy the pockets of corruption that have controlled everything from what is taught in the schools to foreign policy. You, my people, must take stock and pay attention to your leaders who understand who is for me and who is for Satan. You cannot afford to ignore what goes on in your Congress and Senate anymore. I need you to go out of your way and do what is right for this country. But most important to me are your prayers, and I am rewarding those of you who have been faithful in ways you never expected. Truly, I am blessing you in the spiritual realm, and your reward in heaven is great as well. Continue on, my precious ones. Continue on carrying this cross of prayer for the nation. You are having a marvelous impact. You are having a marvelous impact. And as the Lord was speaking, I wondered if the traitor could even be the one entrusted with national security. That would certainly be an oxymoron. Well, whoever the traitor is or are, since the Lord said he was surrounded by snakes, this man is suffering from betrayal and the bites of many snakes. And we need to pray that the Lord surround him with comfort and courage as the battles intensify. For surely this isn't over yet. Lord, help us to be faithful to pray for this man and rejoice in the crosses you lay upon our shoulders for him. Amen.